Now this is a dictation for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, May 1763. Addresses a letter to Nikki Preston, N-I-K-K-I, Preston P, as in Paul, R-E-S-T-O-N, N-P, 4639360. Dear Nikki, follow up for Kelly, advanced renal failure. She has hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy. Is my understanding she was at Henry Ford for about 2 weeks. They questioned the diagnosis of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. There has been procedures lower extremities for what she is on Plavix. This will need to be stopped for 3 days before AV fistula can be placed. She follows with Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-T-I-N-O. The fistula will be placed by Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I. Stable weight and appetite, off and on, nausea, sometimes vomiting, no bleeding. There is constipation, no blood melanoma. No changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, feeling fatigued and tired all the time. On oxygen, 2 liters at night, sometimes during daytime. Tank off, off smoking for 2 months on Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X, no bleeding. Cardiology, Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. Other review system done. Medication list review of the glipizide as A1C was running low 5.3, a number of inhalers, blood pressure, hydralazine, Norvasc, bisoprolol, no diuretics. On cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, pressing weight 146, blood pressure 150-62 on the right side. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion wheezing, no pericardial rap, no gross ascites, minimal edema, looks chronically ill, frail, no respiratory distress, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, yesterday, minor anemia 11.7, creatinine pressing around 1.9, representing a GFR 29. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Normal glucose. She has gross proteinuria but no blood. I saw her in the hospital January 31st of this year. Review Henry Ford admission. They consider psychogenic non-epileptic seizures, depression disorder, that have cerebrovascular disease, 80% left internal carotid artery, 50% on a repeat testing on the same artery, does have high-grade stenosis on the right proximal vertebral artery, and few other branches, presence of lacunar infarcts, right basal ganglia, left thalamus, right cerebellum, evidence of microvessel disease, normal ejection fraction, severe left ventricular hypertrophy, hyperdynamic. Bubble study was negative. Electroencephalogram without seizures. The recent use of Keppra was discontinued. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Advanced chronic kidney disease. Underlying diabetes and hypertension. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No immediate indication for dialysis. She, however, is preparing for that and wants to have an AV fistula. She does not want to do home peritoneal dialysis. Has COPD abnormalities, discontinued smoking. The cardiovascular, neurovascular abnormalities as indicated above. Presently anemia, no EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders. Present potassium acid base and volume is normal. Blood pressure in the office is high. Continue checking at home. Physical activity is tolerated. Management of other medical conditions by other consultants. Chemistries every month. Come back on the next 3 to 4. End of dictation.